I was working at Wendy's fast food. There was a recruiter, a Marine recruiter came in and he ordered some food. And I asked him, how do you join, being a Marine? He said, well, why don't you come down to the recruiting station? So if you know, Joe, there are recruiting stations have Marines, yeah. Army, Air Force all together. I come out of the Marine side and Army guys say, hey, you want to be all you can be? We got $12,000 bonus, cash bonus. And that's what it all started.
I'm Joe Seemantle, and welcome to Raven Conversations. And today I'm joined by last day in uniform, Major Sam Peary, second time on the podcast, to tell us your guard story and kind of share your message you had during your retirement ceremony the other day.
So, Joe, thanks for getting me this second time. I wanted to do this one last time with you because I felt I wanted to share and motivate the folks who are thinking about joining and what did God do for me different than active duty. I wanted to share that small part of the story.
Yeah.
And it's like a bit emotional today because I have been only wearing uniform. That's all I've done for past 25 years. And I'll be hanging my uniform for one last time and hanging my boots, they call it, in the military yeah. retirement. So I just wanted to So thanks for giving me the chance.
Yeah. Yeah. Once again, intro background on yourself, Sam, just real quick kind of highlights.
And so, Major Sameer Puri, I started in the active duty in 1999. I came to the country in the end of August, September, early September, and joined the active duty as 12 Bravo combat engineer. I shared the same story of combat engineer with you as Joe's, 12 Bravo. They told me something about 12 Bravo. You're going to be designing bridges on computers. Yep. And none of that was true. So I was a picket pounder, a glorified picket pounder, and clearing landmine fields. However, I think I would say the things don't break you, make you actually stronger. It made me a stronger person. And it really built me, like being part of, as a 12 Bravo, these squads. And I don't know what's your experience, but I actually have a 12 Bravo squad experience. Mm-hmm. My squad leader, I mentioned him in my retirement speech also, Sergeant First Class Sandals. He got me into the right track and the first PL, and you want to know who was my first PL?
Who was?
Colonel Barrow.
Oh, wow.
Colonel Barrow, the RRB, previous RRB commander, was my first platoon leader. And I started my 12 Bravo career with them, and they got me into the path. They let me go to school in the evenings. And that's the reason I'm here today as an officer. And so I started my career as a 12 Bravo and then joined the Guard in 2003. And I haven't looked back since I joined the Guard. Guard has been the place where I grew. I believe something was watching me, right, Guardian Angel. I didn't even know what National Guard was, to be honest. When you transition out of the active duty after 4 years, you have to do something with the reserves and National Guard. And nobody knew what National Guard was, but I came to National Guard and I just,
So that kind of leads me to the question, how did you learn about the Guard?
So, I was at Camp KC Korea and the transition guys say, hey, look, you want to be a 25 Bravo, which is an IT guy. In those days, it was 74 Bravo, I think. Look, I'm a National Guard recruiter over here. He was not a recruiter. He was a transition service person. And he said, look, if you want, you can do try one with the National Guard. Just try one. And you want to go back to Washington State, I will figure that piece out. You'll have 181 unit was the 81st had the 25 series spot. And he says, if you join the National Guard, you'll go to school. And if you like it, stay in the National Guard. If you don't like it, get out. So I just started as a try-one.
Yeah.
And my school as a 25 series, when I became an IT guy, led me to my first AGR. Just luck, Joe, just purely luck. I came back from a school. I was supposed to go down to 2003 deployment. However, aviation had the very first AGR announcement as a 25 series. Fresh from the school, working on my computer science bachelor's at that time. And I did interview with Colonel Brewer at that time. Colonel Brewer, if you know Dan Brewer. And he was an aviation S1 at that time. And I interviewed him and he hired me at that time.
Yeah. That's a
small world.
Yeah, very small world. So during your retirement ceremony on Friday, by the time this airs, it'll have been a little while. You've already been out of uniform for a little while. General Sellers, I thought, had a great comment, you know, listening to Sam, you know, he's not from America originally. Yeah. You're originally from India.
Yeah.
Talk about just kind of growing up and that immigration coming to America. What led to that?
Yeah. So I came down to US and I wanted to go to school. I wanted to go down to University of Washington. And Joe, what you see from outside the US, what the American dream is, when you come over here, it's a little different. It's actually a lot different, you know. Going to school is not easy. It's an expensive process. And I happen to be trying to figure it out, how I'm going to pay for all my expenses. And I was working at Wendy's Fast Food. There was a recruiter, a Marine recruiter came in, and he ordered some food. And I asked him, how do you join, being a Marine? He said, well, why don't you come down to the recruiting station? So if you know, Joe, there are recruiting stations have Marines, yeah. Army, Air Force, all together. I come out of the Marine side, and Army guys say, hey, you want to be all you can be? We got $12,000 bonus, cash bonus. And that's what it all started. And that what started for me, joining the active duty, getting that bonus, and started my college immediately working at the Stone Education Center, if you know Stone Education yeah. Center. So I was able to go to school just by joining military. I think looking from outside, I believe I wanted to join an organization. I was always admired to be part of the military. I just, you know, and I was telling you in my speech also, my wife thinks I'm not only Army, I live like an Army guy. I tell her like, hey, don't do this, security first, gas must be 50% and higher. You know, that's a mindset. Yeah. We all have that mindset kind of thing. And she believes that my logical reasoning to join was because I was always attracted towards something doing bigger and better things, you know. So, from outside, Joe, these are all, you know, I'm so blessed that I was able to live the American dream and also a life of a U.S. Army soldier. Huge thing. That's a huge thing. Yeah. You know, people ask me, how do you do that? You know, yesterday only two guys asked me and they are trying to join. I talked to Sergeant Major May and he's helping them to join the Guard right now.
Oh, very awesome. Yeah, that's still making a difference, even though you're walking out the door.
Oh, well, thanks, Joe. Yeah, it's still part of the organization. I think as a retiree, we'll always be part of the organization.
Yeah. So, I mean, you kind of highlighted a little bit of your story already. Started as a 12 Bravo, like myself. We both started as 12 Bravo. Quickly learned that that's not the only path. Mm-hmm. There are multiple paths to go. You transitioned over to 25 series. But then you had the chance to become an officer.
Yes. So I always wanted to become an officer. I was doing ROTC support at JBLM, Fort Lewis. It used to be called Fort Lewis at that time. And the OCS candidate used to come through my lane. I was one of the lane guys. And I was like, I want to be an officer too. How do I become an officer? However, the choices were go ROTC early days or go OCS. Those were the choices. When I joined the Guard, I became an AGR. As an AGR, you have to resign your AGR job to go if you want to go commission. Right out of the first MOB, General Dent, he advised me, he said, Sam, you'll be a great officer. Go OCS. You will do great things. It was Colonel Parrish at that time, if you remember, OCS commander. And I interviewed with him, and he said, hey, I will let you do fast-track OCS. You're squared away. You're prior service. You're E6 right now. No problem. I'll send you to Alabama. And I went to Alabama Military Academy, and I was graduated from the OCS. And I got lucked out again that I was able to find me a technician job at the G6, Colonel Mühlheisen, if you remember. Mm-hmm. He hired me with my IT background as a computer science master. He hired me over there also. So OCS worked out for me.
Yeah. And I think one of the first times we probably met was when I had just taken over Delta Company at 898. I think we were still in the old 81st BSTV days. You were the commander of Charlie Company, or were about to become the commander of Charlie Company. Talk about that experience, just being able to be the commander of the only SIGINT unit or signals unit in the state.
Yeah. And again, once again, right timing, right place, and right people. And I think at the end, I'll give you my theme of this discussion with you, Joe. Colonel Vold was S1 during deployment, and I was the S6 for the same organization task force. And when Colonel Vold became 81st BSTV commander, he was looking for a signal company. And so I interviewed for that position, and he selected me. Being a Charlie company commander, our only signal company commander, is such a dream come true. It's same thing for the MI guys, you know, because most of the time we actually get HHCs or, you know, some other units that is primary staff only. But being the signal company commander was the best thing for me, because I think I'm biased. I know you're biased about MI company, but I think those are the smartest guys. Signal company guys was one of the best experience. First Sergeant McFarlane, my first sergeant, was one of the most caring NCO, I would say, for the soldiers. And he knew his stuff, tactically and technically proficient. And my PLs, Captain Chum, you know Captain Chum. I call him Hollywood, you know, and Captain Tang. They all were really, really good PLs. So I happened to be really good experience over there. And during those days, Joe, if you know, JISC used to be part of Signal Company. Now JISC is with the Air Guard. Having JISC was also that we were called for state emergencies. Yep. Very unique opportunity I happened to have it. And during the same time, we converted from 81st BSTV to 898 BEB also. So happened to have both flags in the company. You know?
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. It was one of those cool moments to have had both. Yep. And then you moved over to 156.
156,
Talk about your experience at 156.
Yes. So when I was signal company commander, Colonel DeSophie and Colonel Westman, they were looking for like a replacement for one of the AGRs over there. And they reached out to me, hey, you're doing your cyber masters. We need, I was about to get cyber at that time. Very new kind of cyber thing picking up in 2014, 2015 time at the IO level, information operations side. And Colonel DeSophie called me and he said, hey, let's talk about this. And he happened to select me. Joe, I think that is the reason I got selected to be there in the G6 position, because of that experience. Mm-hmm. I was able to transition my IT experience and cyber experience along with my master's. So it worked out so good. And Colonel DeSophie has such a cool way of mentoring people.
Yes.
You know, I think he really helped me out, because he, the cool thing about Colonel DeSophie is he understands languages also. So he will talk to me in some words of Hindi, and it amazes me that he understands the level of not only language translation, but understanding of the language keywords in that. That's such a cool part about him.
Yeah. I mean, saying you've walked an incredible road in the Washington Guard, I imagine there's 1,000 lessons learned, but what are some of those things that really stick out to you as things you've learned along your way?
Yeah. So, Joe, I would say one of the reason I'm here and I was able to do these things is because I always say, you know, like for any soldier, squad leaders are really important. And those squad leaders need to identify, take care of your soldiers, you know. If you take care of your soldier and take care of your people, I think things always start to shape up better at the end anyway. Because no matter what, how much sophisticated weapons we have or systems we have, at the end of the day, it's all about people. And taking care of those people is what I think I'm here, because somebody took care of me and identified the potential in me, despite me being new to the 12 Bravo or new to the 25 Bravo and having no AGR experience, but selected as a first AGR, you know. So I believe somebody recognized that potential. Colonel DeSophie recognized that potential, mm-hmm. that I have no IO background, but he says, yeah, I will take you to the IO, you know. So I think taking care of people, finding their potential, identifying potential, and helping them to grow in that potential is what I think is the key thing. The second thing also I would say is just don't give up. Joe, there are things which are going to take some time, you know, and just don't give up. Keep working on the education, and always complete your military education. Those two things are such a key thing regardless. In the military, it's always about education and military education and your physical fitness, you know. So if you keep working on those three things, it'll just be perfect.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. I think people and having those people believe in you is probably one of the biggest things.
Biggest thing,
there's somebody that always will believe and they'll look at a soldier and be like, hey, you can do more.
Yeah.
You can
do more.
And sometimes we don't see that in ourselves. Mm-hmm. So that's a huge trait of the leadership, and especially in the Guard.
Yeah.
So obviously, you know, this kind of being the end, and you kind of look at it, how did the Guard help you along the way?
Yeah. So Joe, I'm going to be honest with you. In the Guard, I believe the story which I shared during my retirement speech was meeting Sergeant Major West. So Joe, I come straight from Korea as a 12 Bravo. 2003, the brigade is deploying and they needed 12 Bravos. Mm-hmm. And they told me, hey, I'm going to be deploying. And I told Sergeant Major West, at that time she was Sergeant First Class West, my platoon sergeant, that, hey, I was signing up for 1 year just to go to IT school. And she says, you know what? I will take you to the state sergeant major because you are going to go to school. We committed to send you to school. I think God is about taking care of the people. It's an organization where we know each other for long times. It's such a small world. Today only somebody says, do you know him? Yeah, I know him. And it's because of the National Guard. Like, so I think I grew in National Guard and I think people take care of it. Yeah, all my family came from India for my retirement ceremony. And I had my active duty doctor came from Madigan. He said, wow, man, this is amazing. God is such a cool thing. You guys do such cool ceremonies, take care of people, you know. I don't think it happens in active duty such similar way. Joe, I'm biased about God, yeah, too, you know. And then the other cool part is, Joe, where do you get to go to Thailand and meet Thai counterparts or Malaysian counterparts? Or, you know, I think our state partnership program brings that unique, you know, connections and the strategic impact of that. And in activity, I believe a lot of people change out too fast. In God, I've known you for a long time, yeah. Joe, you know, look at that. I've known General Settles for a really, really long time. So I think God is where we connect with people. It's like a small family. It's taking care of our neighbors and families.
Yeah, you're absolutely correct. Yeah. It's a kind of a family. So I want to ask what's next. But I think my question before that is, when you sit here today, 25 years of service, is that little boy who's 6 year old have this? Could they imagine that this is where you'd be today?
No, I would not. I wouldn't say that. I don't think I ever imagined I'll be here today, Joe. I think I'm blessed. I got to be the right time, right place. And I think it's all about right people and right, organization, Joe. Yeah, of course, you know, I put efforts. I was always sincere and I wanted to keep moving forward. And education was the key. And also people are the key. However, it's about right organization also. Yeah. So that helped me out a lot, you know.
Yeah. So now what's next?
Next for me is, Joe, I'm going to look for some IT jobs. You know, I'm going to apply my federal CIO certification, which I received from NDU, to say I want to be in the chief information or chief governance or something in that lane, which is I'm trying to still go to school. I'm still part of NDU, but I'll see what happens next with that part. And then maybe teach also some. I wanna give back to the community, Joe. I think like my two boys, I want them to join military. To be honest, I really want them to. But right now they're still too young, and I'm shaping that slowly and slowly. Why do I want them to join? I believe, Joe, because younger generation is a little bit distracted because of the smartphones and the social media impacts, and we all know that the negative impacts of that. You know, I'm a technology guy. I think nothing but the technology. But at the same time, I worry about the negative impacts of the technology on my kids. You know, too much gaming. Even though we try to avoid it, how do I shape that I let them be part of the technology but not get influenced negatively? So I want to share that with the younger generations, and I'll maybe you teach at the 2-year or 4-year school, something like that.
Yeah. I appreciate you coming on. Truly, I'm going to miss you around Camp Murray. I'm going to miss you across our formation. But I think your impacts have been phenomenal. I think you'll always be remembered in the Signal environment. Truly, I think you kind of set the standard there. So thanks again for joining us.
And thanks, Joe.
If you like the video, give it a like. If you want to know more, throw a comment in the comments. And for future videos, make sure to subscribe to the channel. Sam,
thank you very much.